Jeffrey, what are the three things that leaders and governments have to do to get a starting the implementation of the Sustainable Development Agenda?
Great to be with you. And it really is, by the way, very exciting that the global community that is focusing on real things, making progress on sustainable development, is absolutely expanding. So here you have world-leading businesses, civil society, and the governments. It's very exciting. So what do we need to do? We need first to take seriously the goals. That's why we're here today and tomorrow, because this is not just from an event last September. These are the world's goals. They're the only goals we're going to have for our generation, by the way. Don't let them slip through your fingers, because it took 3 years to make these goals. We're not going to make that effort again before 2030. It just couldn't happen. So grab them, hold them, make them real. The second thing is what's sometimes a dirty word in my profession, but I think it's a very important word, plan. Because these are not simple things to achieve. Universal health coverage, universal quality education, decarbonization of the energy system. They're achievable, but it's not simply, okay, we're going to do that. This requires strategy. It's going to require 15 years to achieve the SDGs, and it's going to require two generations to decarbonize the world's energy system, which is at the essence of what tomorrow is about. Then the third element, you've asked me for three, I would say invest. Invest, invest, invest. This is about building our future. That's what investment means. It means taking some of our resources and wealth today to build the future that we want. And what kind of investment? First, investment in children. Without question, you could almost stop there, because if we don't invest in young people and their health, their nutrition, their education, their skills, you lose the whole plot. You can't do it without a healthy generation that has the skills and the talents to participate fully. We've got a big challenge there, because there are lots of kids that are growing up in hunger, that don't have access to even basic health, to basic education, but it's crazy because the cost of getting all of that is tiny compared to the huge benefits. What else to invest in? We need to invest in a new energy system. We cannot go on building any more old-fashioned coal-fired power plants, period, full stop, because we will wreck the planet. So every new power plant coming online has to be low carbon. If you're going to use coal, and I don't advise it, you have to have carbon capture and sequestration alongside. And if you don't have that, there's no place for you in a well below 2 degrees Celsius world that we agreed we're aiming for in the Paris Climate Agreement. So sustainable energy systems, sustainable infrastructure. I'm a big believer that information technology is really our most remarkable tool of this generation, the apps for sustainable development. So write them, get them onto our phones, get them onto our devices, because that's really our absolute enormously powerful new tool to do things differently. I know I'm enjoying the fact that when I give my class now, it's online for free, and tens of thousands of students around the world can see it for free. But we could have every classroom in the world have access to tens of thousands of books for free, easily, with a little bit of planning. We could have anywhere in the world, even if there's no radiologist to read an x-ray, x-rays read anywhere in the world, obviously. We can do things now that were not imaginable even 5 years ago. And these applications keep getting better and better. So we need to write the apps for sustainable development. And that is one of our great new tools that this generation has frankly, the younger you are, the better at it you are. So in my generation, we just watch. My daughter constantly comes and says, Dad, you don't even know. This is what you have to do on your phone or on the computer. So please, young people, get out there and do this, because that really is the key. Look at the goals, understand them, work together, and write the kind of code and applications that can make the breakthroughs in your cities, your communities, so that these goals can be achieved.
Super. You gave us three words, which are not magic, but which are all words for action: seriousness, planning, and investment. But you also have to tell us how to advance on this agenda that has 17 very, very important and somehow different objectives, the goals, but in a manner which it is integrated. How to do it?
Everybody find 16 friends, okay? And then you can sit around the table, and each of you has one, and you can all, in an integrated way, work on this, but everybody's got a specialty. If you're a government, there is a minister of education, there's a minister of health, there's a minister of infrastructure, and so on. Typically, there's a minister of planning, or there's a prime minister's office that is a coordinating function as well. And so we have to see that in this complex agenda, we have a kind of complex governance that's not normal. One thing that politicians need to understand: no politicians are going to finish this job on their term. They also can't be the blockade to this agenda. Now, in our new politics, politicians have to help further a national and global agenda, not to be the obstacles, not to go off and say, oh, we don't care about that. That's not their job anymore. And they have to understand, with the energy system, for example, it will take 40 years, at least, maybe half century, to move to the zero carbon economy, which we want, because it takes that long to roll off the old infrastructure and build the new infrastructure. So that means that a politician has to understand they're there to implement. They're not there to wreck a 30 or 40 year strategy. They're not there to just say that's not important. They're there to be part of the history of their country and the history of the world as an agent of responsibility. This doesn't come so easily to every politician, by the way, because they think, I got an election next year, I got to do a gimmick. This is past the gimmickry. This is too hard, too serious, too long-term for gimmicks. This is sustained, serious investment in a new kind of economy. But it's possible. We know that when we face the kind of really existential challenge that we face, that's why we have a universal agreement on these goals. Not that they love these goals, the politicians. This is a difficult field, a difficult area for them, but it's too dangerous to say, no, I don't care about this.
Is this the biggest challenge that you see, that we might get started, but we might not be able to figure out how accountability is being, you know, impressed upon the different leaders?
I think we have to take a very sobering reflection. This is not the first time sustainable development was proposed as the centerpiece mm-hmm. for the world. 1992 was the first time mm-hmm. at the Earth Summit. And at the Earth Summit, three marvelous treaties were made: the Framework Convention on Climate Change, the Convention on Biological Diversity, and the Convention to Combat Desertification. And yet, those treaties did not work for the first 20 years. That's why we have sustainable development goals, because at Rio plus 20, the government said, we've had these three great treaties, but we're not implementing any of them. We need to make these the people's goals, not just the diplomats' goals or the lawyers' goals. These are not self-enforcing. We need the public imagination and commitment everywhere. And this is really important for us to understand. We are at risk that this was a photo op last September. We have to take this and make it real. And it's not self-evident that that's going to happen. In fact, it failed once. So this is high stakes mm-hmm. for us. Mm-hmm. This is our generation's chance, but it's also the last chance of the planet to stay below 2 degrees C, much less the target that was agreed in Paris, which is to stay well below 2 degrees C and aim to achieve 1.5 degrees C limit on warming.